a small mainland state in southwest India. It's a 10-hour package tour flight from the UK. 200,000 tourists come here annually, attracted by the hot sun, warm seas, good food and cheap goods. At Asagao, 3 miles inland, is the headquarters of International Animal Rescue, a British charity which has dedicated itself to the welfare of dogs and cats and the rescue of almost any animal. The dogs here, unlike the UK, are mainly strays and many are semi-wild. The centre itself is run by a British team of vets and animal welfare workers. The Green Cross, an Indian wildlife charity, brings in the first patient of the day, a monkey, once a pet and now abandoned by its owners because of a damaged finger. For vets Gareth and Carrie, a young couple from Devon, this will be the first monkey that they will have treated. But meanwhile, another patient needs Gareth's attention. Hayley, from Wigan, the kennel manager, brings him a dog with a serious neck wound. Any wound in this climate rapidly attracts flies that lay eggs.
2 or 3 weeks with it.
This wound has worsened owing to delayed treatment. The owner's neglect has bordered on unintentional cruelty. It's an all-too-familiar story for Nicola, the centre manager. Hayley's become used to this grisly process during the 3 years she has worked at the rescue centre. The dog is sedated, but still this can't be pleasant for him.
All right, darling, all right.
Hayley takes the dog, minus his maggots, into a cage for rest. Westerners here have to adjust to third-world conditions. Both Gareth and Carrie experience mixed emotions at the prospect of their first monkey surgery. The monkey will be operated on the next day. Meanwhile, an attempt is underway to give him an antibiotic.
Look, he's hungry.
Next day, and the preparation for the monkey's operation proceeds cautiously. There are no reference books on hand here for guidance.
You've got that dose as well, have you?
It's crunch time at the surgery for both monkey and vets. There is no high-tech equipment in this surgery. It's a question of improvisation. 2 days later, and Gareth and Carrie meet up with Sunil to check the progress of the little monkey's amputation. A reward for the little monkey. He has had his finger redressed, but Sunil has a new challenge for Gareth.
Yeah, I'll have a quick look, if you can hold it.
There was little wrong with the snake, and it was returned to the wild. A third world country. And for Gareth, fresh experiences far removed from home.